It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Austin Scott, representing Georgia, and a member of the House Ag Committee in Washington, D.C. Great to see you.
Glad to be here. Glad to have you here.
Now, the last time we talked, you were back in the district and more than tapping your foot at that point. I'm sure your patience had completely run out, as many in your district would join you on that, but you finally have disaster relief.
We do, and as you know, Hurricane Michael hit our state mid-October. Planting season for us comes March, April, and pretty frustrating to not be able to get the relief that that we needed prior to the planting season. There's a lot of land that didn't get planted, a lot of farmers that didn't get to plant a crop, and a lot of farmers, you know, probably ended up planting less than they normally would have. So I think that those of us from the rural parts of the country learned a lot in watching this, and hopefully we'll be able to do something through USDA where maybe there is more authorizations for some type of loan program if a disaster relief isn't passed in a timely manner, so that we could at least get the farmers enough money to get the crop in the ground.
Is it kind of a safe assumption here that when we talk about disaster relief, we're not talking about making anybody whole? Are we simply giving them the opportunity for the cash flow to keep going?
Yeah. No, nobody's going to be made whole. I mean, this storm was a Category 5 storm when it hit our area. It is not the purpose of disaster relief to make people whole with what they had prior to the storm. It will never be the purpose of disaster relief to make people whole with what they had prior to the storm. I feel pretty good about what we did with regard to the WIP payment in the bill. It is going to be 5% higher than it was in the prior year. And there's language in the bill that's going to allow for block grants for things like timber and for pecans that don't have your traditional crop insurance programs out there. From my standpoint, the thing that I learned is that I think we've got to go back and revisit the whole insurance program and see if there's some things that we can do with the various industries, the tree and nut growers, the fruit and vegetable growers, the timber growers in the country, to see if there's a way that we can build some type of insurance program that would help them in the event of these disasters as well. And then I think the farmers are going to have to, and the lenders as well, are going to be taking a much more serious look at what type of insurance they're going to require people to have in order to get the loans.
Let's go in a different direction now. Let's go into Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC reauthorization going on there. Just recently, you had the chairman come and I guess see him for the last time. That was a good hearing.
It was, and David Scott and I are great friends. We've been friends for better than 20 years now. Not truly friends with mutual respect for each other. Both of us from Georgia. We joke that it's the Scott brothers up there, and we will be able to work hopefully a reauthorization bill in short order. I think the key to it is, transparency for the growers and the people that are participating in the trading and the commodities markets. And then with something as complex as the CFTC and reauthorization of the CFTC, it's something where you've got to let the experts in that area make recommendations to you for the changes that need to be made. And so we'll be listening to the different commissioners. Obviously, Chairman John Carlo did a good job. And there's some things that we're going to be looking at in how, as technology progresses at a much faster pace, how do we get that technology approved or disapproved by the CFTC if it's something that we don't that's not helpful to the markets. And so we're going to have to move faster in the regulatory areas with CFTC. And that, again, is an area where we're going to have to have some trust and some flexibility. And perhaps it is that we let them, and I'll have to talk with Chairman Scott about this, maybe we let them help us write the rules and then present the rules, and then we're able to go through them and say, we agree with you on this and don't agree with you on that. But we all need the CFTC. It's what creates the markets for our commodities. And as you know, strong commodity markets make for strong ag communities.
While we're talking about those commodity markets, we're talking about now world. They're traded around the world. They're global markets. How important is it to make sure that the CFTC isn't ceding their power to a group in the European Union?
It's extremely important. And as you look at the disruptions that have come about in the European regulatory fields with Brexit and other things that are happening around the world, what we want to make sure of is that we're able to continue to do the cross-border swaps and all cross-border transactions in a manner that is transparent and secure for the people that are participating in the markets. And so faith in the markets is extremely important for the producers, and that means that, again, you've got to have the transparency. And we need to make sure that we are a competitive market to trade in, and at the same time that we've got the integrity in the markets, so that people trust that the United States markets are the most transparent and most fair in the world.
It's great to see you. I know busy time for you. Wish you the best through the rest of the year.
Well, hey, we're glad disaster relief's over. We're right on to the National Defense Authorization Act that we'll be writing tomorrow. And as you know, people from the rural parts of America, they feed the world, and we protect the world too. So looking forward to the National Defense Authorization Act markup tomorrow, all 14 hours of it. And, you know, hopefully the next storm will be a few years from now. But regardless of where that storm is, we look forward to being there for the producers of the country to help make sure that they get the relief they need.
Again, it's Austin Scott representing Georgia, member of the House Ag Committee, on today's Agribusiness Report.